Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, confession time. This morning, well, first of all, can I say it's so good to see a group of boys, because, oh my goodness, boys, there were so many girls there this morning. There was hundreds of them. Oh, man, it was brilliant. It was really, really good to join the guys over there in Clockie, and it's brilliant to be here with you all this morning. But confession time. Now, are you ready for this? I was not in the BB, okay? Was never in the BB. I'm actually going to the Anchor Boys in my church for the first time ever tomorrow evening. So this is maybe good practice to get to see what you guys are up to. But I was never in the BB, I was in the Scouts. That was even worse. Neil did warn me about that one. He's like, Connor, maybe don't mention that. But it's still great to be asked to come and speak to you guys. Thank you so much for having me. And I want to share with you all a really special story. A story that I was told a couple of years ago, and a story which I love to tell boys and girls when I do my job. As Neil said, I'm a youth worker, so I work in a church with boys. I was about to say boys and girls. I'm sure there's some girls out here. I work with young people just like you. I get to have loads of fun, and I get to teach them a little bit about God. It's a brilliant job, and I love that I've been asked to come and speak here this morning. So this really special story. Well, first things first, I'm only going to tell you it if you promise not to tell anybody else, because it's a bit of a secret. So before I say anything else, can you promise me you're not going to tell anybody? That was so unconvincing. The girls were so much better. Boys, do you promise not to tell anybody? It was like a 75%. Are you going to tell anybody? Okay, I think that's as good as we're going to get. Mums, dads, grannies, and grandparents, are we going to tell anybody?
No.
Brilliant. Okay, excellent. So, I was thinking, what could I speak to you guys about this morning? And I'm sitting a couple of weeks ago, and I'm eating my dinner, and I'm like, you know what, I could talk about food, because everybody loves food. And I'm thinking, right, okay, what type of food could I maybe speak to the boys and girls about? And I thought first, could I talk about vegetables? Because everybody loves vegetables, right? No? You hate vegetables? What? It's a bit different where I come from in Bangor, where we love vegetables. And then I was thinking, okay, maybe not vegetables. What about, I don't know, porridge? You don't like porridge either? Right, so no vegetables, no porridge. What about sweets? What's your name?
Christopher.
I'm here to tell you guys about jelly babies today. Can you believe that? I want to talk to you guys about jelly babies. They are my favourite sweets. And the really, really brilliant thing about jelly babies is there's a really, really cool message behind them. Some of the girls had heard this story this morning. Some of the boys, has anybody ever heard a story about jelly babies before?
Yeah.
Some of us, okay, brilliant. For those of us that haven't, this is a really, really cool story. So jelly babies, they weren't always called jelly babies. They were called something different. They were called, has anybody heard this and knows what they were called? No. They were called peace babies. Okay. They were called peace babies. And that is because they were made at the end of World War I. Okay, so a long, 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 long time ago, there was a war, okay, and that war finished, and when that war finished, these sweets were made, and they were called peace babies, and it was to show that there was peace all over the land, all over the country, and each colour of the jelly baby represented a colour of the country that fought in the war. Now, when the First World War ended, sometime after that, the Second World War started, and when the Second World War started, you couldn't just go to the shops and buy the food that you like to eat. The government brought in a thing, it's called rationing, okay? And so the government said to families, listen, we don't have a lot of food to go around everybody. You're gonna have to be really, really particular about what you eat. So you're only gonna allow to have some bread. I'm only gonna give you a little bit of milk, and you're only gonna get a tiny bit, if even, of meat. Sweets, chocolate, crisps, no. Because the country was at war, all these foods couldn't be made. So these peace babies, they stopped being made. Who thinks they could live in a world with no chocolate, sweets, crisps? I'm not sure if I could. They stopped being made. Now, just like the First World War, the Second World War ended. And when the Second World War ended, there was a man that thought to himself, what were those sweets called? They were lovely. I really liked them. And what this man did was he went and he bought the factory where Peace Babies were made. He bought the factory. This man was a special man. And the reason he was special was because he believed in God. There is a word that we give to people that believe in God. Does anybody know what that word is? Does anyone know? Do you know, Christopher? What is it? It's not jelly babies. Do any of these boys know? Do you know? A Christian. Brilliant. So this man was a Christian. Okay? He believed in God. And this is where the big secret comes in, so you're going to not tell anybody. But because this man was a Christian, and because he bought the factory for the jelly babies, he decided to put a special hidden message on each jelly baby. Okay, and not a lot of people know this. So you guys, I'm letting you into a pretty big secret. He left a hidden message in every single jelly baby. Do you want to know what they are? So unconvincing. Do you want to know what they are?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have the slideshow? We don't. That's not that important, don't worry. The green jelly baby. Who likes green jelly babies? Anybody? Okay. So the green jelly baby. See, if you look really, really closely at it, the green jelly baby is crying. It has a little sad face. It's like this. And that is to show that when we do bad things, God sometimes gets upset. When we do things that we shouldn't do, when we do silly things, when we do bad things, God gets upset. There's a word, just like there's a word for somebody that believes in God, that word's a Christian, there's a word for the bad things that we do. Christians use a special word. It's got three letters in it. Does anybody know what that word is? Do you know what that word is? Do you know what that word is? Sin. Brilliant. So that word is sin. So that's what we call all the silly bad things that we do. So the green jelly baby, he's crying because we sin. Hey, dude. The red jelly baby. The red jelly baby has a big B on his belly. And that represents blood. Which sounds a bit scary, but the reason it represents blood is because we all know the story of Easter, when Jesus died on the cross. My favorite part of that story is what happens after when he rises. But that B on his belly, that B on the jelly baby's belly, represents the blood of Christ. It's just so we can remember that he died for us. Pink jelly baby? Well, the pink jelly baby, it's just a big baby. Okay. The pink jelly baby's a big baby. Just to remind us that we are all children of God. That's what God tells us in the Bible. We are all his children. The black jelly baby, which is actually my favorite. I think it's got the most taste in it. The black jelly baby has a little heart, but the heart is black. And remember I said the green jelly baby is crying because God gets upset when we sin? Well, that black jelly baby just shows that we all sin. And it's okay because everybody sins, we're human. But the brilliant thing is that if we come to God and we say that we're sorry, I'm up on that screen, I wondered what you were looking at. If we come to God and we say we are sorry, he'll forgive our sins. Two more. Yellow jelly baby. Anyone like yellow ones? You like the yellow ones? The yellow one has a little necklace, okay? A little necklace, and that is so that we can remember all the incredible, amazing, wonderful things that Jesus does for us. To think about all the miracles we read about in the Bible, that reminds us of all those things. Last one is the orange one, and the orange jelly baby has got like a little waist bag on. And in the service with the girls, they sang a song. One of the little groups sang a song. And it was about being prepared for when Jesus comes back. Because we read in the Bible that Jesus is going to come back to earth. And the orange jelly baby, it tells us that we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. We need to understand that Jesus is going to come back one day. So that is all the different jelly babies. Isn't that really cool? I thought that was really cool. The next time you eat a jelly baby, I guarantee you, you won't just pop it in your mouth and not think about it. You'll really be thinking about what it is that's on that jelly baby. You read Psalm 100 for me. What was your name?
Dylan.
It was brilliant, thank you. Dylan read Psalm 100 for us, and in Psalm 100, there's a little bit that says, God made you and me, and he really cares about us. He loves us, he cares about us, he wants to look after us. And because he wants to look after us, and he loves us, and he cares for us, I think we should do the same. We should make sure that we love God. And how could you not love God? A God that gave you so many incredible, wonderful things. A God that gave you all of your friends to come and hang out with BB at. A God that gave you these wonderful halls, so this is where you can come for BB. You can play, you can chill out, you can learn a little bit more about him. God gave you a brilliant family, he gave you a home, he gave you school. You might not be thankful that he gave you school, but he gave you all of these things because he loves you. And I want you to remember about the jelly babies, of course I do, but what I want you all to know is that Jesus loves you so, so much that he gave you all this incredible stuff. For the older guys, hands up if you're in secondary school here. Maybe not a lot. Some of us, oh brilliant, these guys are all in sec. You said first year, second year? What is it? Second year. And then we've got some others here probably a little bit older in school. It's a bit difficult to talk about God in school, isn't it? Have you ever tried to talk about God with your friends? It's not the easiest thing to do. It's a bit scary. It's a bit daunting. You don't know how they're going to react. I want to tell you guys, you don't need to be afraid. Be bold, okay? And when I say bold, I mean be strong. Be courageous. Don't worry about what people are going to say. Tell them about God. If there's an SU club in your school, go to it. If your friends don't go, it doesn't matter. You go. Because it's a place where you can come together and you can connect with God, you can learn more about God, and you can show him that you love him. Tonight at my youth club, I'm going to be speaking to all my boys and girls, all my teenagers, about how to be a Christian in school, about how they can talk about God in school. It's not easy, but I want you to be bold if you ever get the opportunity, because God loves you so much, and he's going to make sure nothing happens to you. Guys, thank you so much for listening. These were absolutely brilliant. I was preparing this talk a couple of days ago, and I thought to myself, right, I'm going to talk about jelly babies. Maybe I should bring some. Can you see them? I don't know. 1 minute. We spoke about this last night. And boys and girls, it was boys and girls. Yes, boys and girls, there is girls here. A really, really brilliant thing happened. I went to the shop to buy some jelly babies, and they had this really, really brilliant offer on. It was buy one, get four free. Isn't that brilliant? Like, wow. Okay, so I'm going to give these to somebody who's in charge, not Neil. And he is going to make sure that you guys all go home with some jelly babies. And see, once you get your jelly baby, do something for me. They're covered in like sugar. Make sure you give it a good lick. And then you have a look and see what little symbol is on your jelly baby. Maybe it's a black heart, maybe it's a necklace, maybe it's the bee. But when you eat the jelly baby, you can remember exactly what they stand for. Boys, thank you so much for listening. You've all been brilliant. Who's going to this thing in Newton Arch later on? Anybody? I hope you all have fun. Is it outside or inside? I wish I could tell you it was sunny. It's not. But hopefully the rain will stay off. Have fun. Enjoy it. Thank you for letting me come and speak to you. And you've listened really well. Thank you, guys.